And basically the question that we deal in this packet is how do taxes affect Maisik Sofim? In other words, you take the Maisik Sofim based on your earnings, or only after taxes are deducted from the earnings, then you what's ever left over. And the question is like this, based on Moshe and others. In other words, how do you view the tax? Do you view tax as that's people who I didn't earn that? That's, you know, I have to give that away. Well, we say no, you earned whatever you earned, and now you have different chayvus. So one of your chayvus is tax. So just like I have other chayvus, so the simple pshat, even though we'll see in the coming up packet maybe differently, but the simple shot is that, you know, you have all types of expenses and taxes and things, different things. So this is another expense. So alpid pashtus, in other words, you take the meiser, you don't deduct all your expenses, right? You take meiser before the expenses, whatever you get, and then you take meiser, and then you have to pay your expenses. You don't say, well, whatever I need for my expenses, that's you I didn't earn. You don't say that. Even though there are some who do say that, but that's for, I think, the next packet, who say that anything you need, that would basically, we'll see, there are shitas, of kosher shitas, that say that whatever you need for your expenses, you know, rent, lecture, this, that all is deducted, and you first take meiser based on, but we'll see. So let's take it slowly. So the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Tachas ha'nechoshes of Yisrael, v'tachas ha'barzel of Yichesed, v'tachas ha'etzim nechoshes, v'tachas ha'avonim barzel, v'samti pikudes kudoseich shalom, v'nomtsayich tzedaka." So these are the key things that we have to focus on the last two words. The Nafsai Sakam Shuz David says, Makam Noksim is a Kesav Yovel also Simchat Tzedakah. In other words, instead of people taking your money, they'll do Tzedakah with you. In other words, all these things are Tachas. Tachas this, you'll get this. So tachas no sayach, instead of having people torture you, and this, you'll give tzedakah. They'll give you tzedakah. But Chazal say a different pshat than the pasuk pshat. Chazal learned like this. Take a look on page 3 in the Gemara in Bava Basra, up there. Back to Balbasa. Page 3. Rama Rav Lozim is much of a mikvach kayam adam shokel shiklo mischaperlo. Right, a person, you know, gave the shekel, matzis a shekel, he got kapara, buys the korban, gets kapara. After shalim which mikvach kayam, im osim tzedakah mutav. If you give tzedakah, great. If you don't give stock, it's great. If not, goyim are going to just take money away from you. The goyim are going to take money away from you. V'afal pikein nechshav lehem l'tzedaka. It's going to be considered tzedaka. They're taking away your money. She'nemar l'tzayach tzedaka. So this is the opposite of what the pasuk really means. Because the pasuk really means that instead of the noktsayich, you're going to have tzedakah. Instead of being persecuted, you'll have tzedakah. But the Chazal are darshaning that the noktsayich itself is considered tzedakah. In other words, the people who are taking your money, well, that will be considered tzedakah for you. So why is that? So the Marsha has a famous shot here on page 4. In other words, the goyim are going to take the the goyim are going to take from the ashirim and they give to the aniyim. So that's why it's nechshav tzedakah. That's how the Marsha.
Instead of taking from you to give to the
Ani,
you give it to the
Ani. Yeah, that I think is the
Pashat Shah. I think that's what
the Marsha. Is that what the Marsha is saying? Is the Akum Nodlim in Ha'oshia instead of Tachasayim?
The
Ani
will take, rather than the Ani will take.
So therefore it counts as Tzedakah
for you.
For you.
It's the same thing. Someone
because why? You're giving Goyim. Because why? You're giving
the Goyim
of the Aniyim. That's what he means. It doesn't mean that you're going to
make
a shahab. Who's the Ani? Right. 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 So that's what I thought. I'm sorry, that that not the Goyim or the Ani, that the Goyim are going to take it and they give it to the Ani. And why is it next level on with Stalker? Okay, maybe.
Maybe that's the torture.
So you're saying that the Gemara is saying that, what is the Gemara saying? That you don't give tzedakah. No, there is no. But the king next of lehen with tzedakah. Right, that's called tzedakah.
Right.
So you're going to get tzedakah credit.
Right. Even though they're taking it by force.
Even though, you're right. Then why is it tzedakah? Well, you're supporting goyim, that's why. Or is it because the goyim ultimately... What? So comes the Birka Yosef. Well, before the Birka Yosef, let's see the Taz here on page 6. So the famous Ramah we've been talking about a lot is that you shouldn't give a neir the base knesses or shard var mitzvah yiknu laniyim. Right, that's the famous Maril, that you should give it the money to the aniyim. So says the Taz, because you came lefro behem misim da osher. Whereas the ma'aser money you can't pay your taxes with, because you have a choiv. That's a choiv. You can't use tzedakah to fulfill a choiv. Avogav the isa per kamed above a basher shafil masha umus olam notli mizroa nechshav l'tzedakah. Again, he doesn't work with the marsha. He's saying whatever the goyim are taking from you, that's going to count as tzedakah to them. So this is called So the question is, so what's wrong? In other words, why can't paying the taxes? Yeah, because don't we say that when the goyim take it from you, that's called tzedakah? So therefore, when you pay your taxes with it, it should also be called tzedakah. They show you should be able to use ma'isa money. So he says no, because he's saying his word is that just because he uses the word tzedakah doesn't mean it's literally tzedakah. It's not tzedakah, but it's like it's stuck in the terms of that your money is going somewhere to support something, but it's not merely tzedakah. So b'meila, so when the goyim take it for you, you can't use ma'isa money. Even though any time the goyim, when you have taxes to pay, you can't say, well, the ma'isa money is going to pay for the taxes, and that's my chov. But if you're saying that when goyim takes something from you, or you're paying willfully, or goyim are taking from you, that's tzedakah. It's nechshav kitzedakah. It's not like it's real tzedakah. Right. And that's why he says, right. That's the same task. Then he writes, and when the Gemara says, "Also tzedakos b'chaleis," that's when you kisakdan sheyotim other ma'aser shalolosu b'odav haktanim. In other words, even though the Gemara says that when you support your children, that's tzedakah, that was a taz l'shitas, as you said, that doesn't really mean tzedakah. It means it's a nice thing, but it's not tzedakah. So b'kitzer, the taz is saying what we've spoken in the past, that you can't use ma'aser money for any taxation that you had, because that's a chov, and it can't come from a chov. Yeah, you have to, for a chov, have to use your own money. And the Rishon Letzion, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, on page 7, quotes this Taz. So, Rakitan Lanim says the Taz, Kosova Taz, the culture came lefro misim behem da osa. Avogav the ikim perakam de basra, first perak of basra, the field masha umas olam nogli mizroa, nechshav the tzedaka, because mokum mikra zeparea kovo mea tzedaka. Because he's saying it's not really tzedaka. It's a chov, it's considered like tzedaka. But then he writes, nira, al koparim lo mechayim loses hamaiser ala achashe. There's the first part of the discussion is whether you can pay taxes with ma'aser money. So the pasuk tried is you can't. But now the question is, when do you make the cheshbon of ma'aser? After taxes or before taxes? So says the Rechaim Makadosh, Nira dal kolpanim lo mechayim loses hamaiser ala achashe yitol shir hamas. Lo shis chayim loses hamaiser ala kutzarach lisidu lamas. I'm sure who knows no mass to have a kid stock up. The dummy will have to pay the two very mice could use the awesome pay. So he says that whenever you're chiyuv to give taxes, even though that's part of your revach, I mean, who knows no mice to have a kid stock up. So therefore, that can't be part of your payment of ma'aser. Just like peah is p'tur b'ma'aser, because this is you have your chiyuv to give peah, and that's it. So you can't pay ma'aser with the cheshbon of peah. So you give your pay, and then you cheshbon the mice.
Is that the same thing? Like you say that you're that equal what, say, you're trying to maestro and everything, but you could use the maestro to pay the taxes. So this is a, well, you only need professional after taxes. So that ultimately equal the same thing. Same amount of money.
What?
Partially the same thing. If you're computing on how much you give after you take off, then you're effectively paying some of your taxes.
Right. Right, it should be, shouldn't it equal the same amount of money? Like, if I have my Meister, but I could give some of it to taxes, we're saying that, no, it's not part of the Meister, but I don't have to take off of it.
You know, it's probably 100, you must take taxes 20%. So, take the taxes, it gives you the 80, and your Meister is 8. But if you take the Meister on the whole, if you take...
That's 10.
10.
Right.
And then you're paying the taxes. It's still paying 20. They don't care. It's all the people that come in. Plus, they pay for the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the point is, your master was 8 rather than 10, and you effectively pay 2 with the master money.
Right. Yeah, so that's what the Brick and Yosef here says, so it's like on page 5. Ain't of his kai will have a maizel, aha sheitel sheer mass. Haravo kai menatar, te vrishon tzir. So basically, he says the same thing, that first you pay your taxes, and then maizel. And then Meister.
So it's like as if you didn't earn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly even more. They don't even see the money. Like they take it off.
Right.
And some of it's before you even get a check. Or you even get money.
So if you get a tax return, that's Meister.
The money from the tax that they give you.
Well, that's because you overpaid your tax. They're just returning the money they should have taken. It's
due.
Right, so maybe you think it's not income really. You paid that money, right? They just reimburse
you. They're not being nice to giving you extra money because they, you know, in your favor. It's like they overpaid. So now
you overpaid when? And then the Yad HaLevi of Bamberger, page 10, says, "Dvar ha-maiser, vada ilu ha-maiser k'sofim k'din maiser oni mamish." Whereas if maiser k'sofim would like be maiser oni poshut, the yefshar l'nachos shum dover. The gavi maiser afil hotzi al sadeim mea manav losa el kur echad chayv l'hotzi masrosof. Yotzi Sadel Ksiv. Aval Fiyah Nera, the Maisa Ksafa, anything to Shar Masros. Whereas if it's like Maisa Rondi, so then you give whatever the produce was, that's what you take. But Maisa Ksafa was not really a Din Maisus. Yeah. So he says, Asvar Nota Jachnu Kol Atzos Kasar Polim Mas. Whereas really, all the money that you had to put in to upkeep of the field, really you should be able to deduct. That's the revach. Because sometimes the ani's chelek will be more than your chelek. If you're going to have to take meiser on... So there is a... So his maskana is...
Kein Kabel und Kabel, so der wie die Achschung ist, Jose, und Kabel und Kabel, und du musst kein Kabel und Kabel, und ins... You look at Palm, which is a sense of money, and shoot the basics there. Kind of the shoot of Malam Kashka Mashal to the Surah Asif. So he really thinks that whatever you, whatever expenses that you had, that you could deduct that before the Maisa. Because Maisa is Revach. And that's not Revach. What you had to put in, you know.
Income and profit.
Right, income and profit. Right. It's only profit, you say. Well, we're going to see, there's a tshuva, the Beis Yosef wrote a famous tshuva about this. That's for next packet, I believe. Oh. Now, there is a Gemara in Gittin, on page 11, Nemdal and Amral. Haresha Onsu Beis HaMelech Grono. So the Melech came and took produce from you. Im Bechovo Chayiv Lase. So if he took it, so now when you take Maisa, you have to keep into account that money that he, that part of the produce that he took. So if he took it because you owe money to the king, you owe taxes, so then that's your chiyuv. So that's, in other words, that's, you earned it, it's all yours. Now you have different monetary obligations. So then you have to Maisa everything. Because your earnings were everything. Now the king is taking because you owe him taxes, so that doesn't, we don't say take away the taxes and then take the Maisa. We say take the Maisa before you take away the taxes. But in Be'amporos, but what he hefsed, what he just comes to mafsid you, it's not like you had a chov. So then you didn't get a revach, because the revach went to, he took away your part of your revach, so you don't have to mind to that, because it's not your revach. You didn't get to keep it. The king took it away from you.
Is this only a Jewish thing?
I don't know any king. Oh, so Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva. If the king takes it in lieu of your, he has it in your credit bill, you owe him.
So you take that, then you're chayav.
Because that was your chovah. So then it's considered your money, and now you have to pay your chovah. So if you assume you have to pay your chovahs, that doesn't diminish the maisa, so then the same thing over here.
Hefsid.
He's just mafsid you. It's not like you have a chovah to us.
He's not like benefiting from his tax.
He just wants to keep.
He just wants to. He wants to take away from you.
And is this matter talking about like real like mice or Rishon?
Yeah, this is real. Yeah. This is the real mice on the tzvur.
Could this be like a fine? If you're fined, if you're penalty for something, that would pay parking tickets.
Or just Tom, for whatever reason, he's not the Jews. It's not that you had ever told him. Okay, so Rav Moshe has this tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva here on page 12. And he has this tshuva. He says, B'dover im yesh l'nakos ha-misim misach ha-revach shalo yitztarach li'tein l'anei ha-maisek sofim. If a person wants to start doing Maisik Sofim, so how should he be knowing? Should he first deduct the tax, or is take the Maisir not deducting the tax? So the Bershu says, Hadachal Ani is that you low call Hamisim Shavim. So this is his big Kiddush. But not all taxes are the same. The Kesev Gulgolta. Shikarga Hamuska Begemara, whereas they have head taxes, like Moshe Spear put that, or different chovos, different taxes that you pay for different things.
you know, sales tax, different taxes that you pay, you know, on different obligations. So that's a chov. So I have to pay taxes. I have to pay meiser on that. In other words, we don't say I'm paying in taxes, you know, this tax and that tax and all these taxes. It amounts to $1,000. No, so that $1,000 is going to be part of your cheshbon of meiser. So Moshe says, that's the Gemara. So he says, so all these things are chovo. Shachov hu l'misim. Bimachov, page 13. Halva o mekach lo yanaka sha'otso beis ha'melach. Bimashach zel ha'mel. Hayel omar stamar is sha'otso gorno. Bimachov sha'misim. If you want to say, what's also beis ha'melach? Why didn't you say you had to pay something else? What's the example of the beis ha'melach? He says, well, the beis ha'melach was, they have a right to impose taxes. So that's what it means. That the taxes, so you have to give, the money that you're giving for taxes is not deducted. But then he says, I'm a rock. Sales tax. Property tax. So Moshe says any tax that you have to pay that's a property tax or income tax or a sales tax. So you mafrish first, because you mafrish on that. About income tax, she said, "Mas mi harevach ain't zerach lasir leim." She was the next one to lower her zeklal. So he says, income tax is exempt from ma'aser. He was to say, because income tax is like you never got it. But the other taxes, the sales tax, and all these other taxes. So you, it's your money, now you're paying your chovos. The income tax, you never get.
You get the interest tax, the interest from the bank.
Yeah.
That you get, but you have to pay the tax.
So in other words, even though you're paying income tax from what you got, but since it's income tax and we view it, ki'ilu, you didn't get it. The question is, so that's the chiluk he wants to make. That whatever you pay for income tax, even though you got it, but you have the money, you can pay for the money you have, but it's, we view it, that money was never earned. But the other taxes, we say it's a chov. I don't know if it's so mukhraf to say this. No, you could say income tax is also a chov. Right? Is it so compelling to...
Well, income tax, it's just a tax but could be reversed.
Right. So it's also a call. But was it a sales tax? So it happens. The income tax, you can say, I view it to the evil, you know.
For every X amount of dollars you make, it's you didn't make. Because the whole fee of the tax is because you
made.
It's not on anything, it's just on
the income.
Back. Right.
Right. So this is like a Lumdisha Shiloh. It's income tax. It's just like a chov. So to be able to get the other chov, I have to pay meiser before I give the chov. They'll say, what are we saying? No, the income tax is like you never made it. It was never yours. Because that's kufar on the income. The meiser is on the revenue, so this is not your revenue. Right, I don't know if he's saying that, if it's withheld or not. You know, it's not, I don't know. I don't think he's saying only if it's, you know, tax that's withheld, so that you can say. I think he's saying, b'ikaron, income taxes, if the evil, that wasn't your full income now.
That's,
you don't say tax?
You don't have to pay it?
What?
In the next one. How much do you pay?
Kol mas shobatim mivatim. What?
That's the sales tax on your business property.
Okay, he knows it all. Wow. Shehim uparnosa. He lost their love. Mazdehu uloherviya. So that's what? Tax on what? On your business.
It's part of your, that's your expenses. Your business.
So you deduct that first before the tax.
So dying life speaks about this on page 15. So it's not dying life. Even though game, Makos Hamisim, Shul Yitzchak Litenu Maisim. Shevesim mitshuvas igros Moshe. So Moshe is mchalek bein hamisim demas mei revach ein tzarich latzir. The next one kilu lo hirviach. Mashekim bemisim shehem akimo kesef gulgolta. Kiyoti b'zeh havi kesharcho v'tzarich latzir lehem. And he, his prior is also based on Melech Gronum. He became an esher. He became b'divei Rav Chaim Ibn Attar. Hine av shechiluk v'mochul v'od aval ani es daiti einu kein. In other words, he thinks Rav Moshe is mustaber, but he thinks that the other achronim didn't say like this. He quotes the Rishon Lezion and the Taz in the next paragraph. So he says, says that the first word was Idam and Atar. There's a Shaykh Mechol HaMisim. He thinks that all taxes are
when it's
stuck. National stock meaning that's not called Rava. So in Mela, you could mice everything, even, in other words, deducting not only income tax, but all taxes. All taxes you can deduct. Yeah. And why don't we say it's a chov?
We have
money. Yeah. So you're saying because Right. He's saying that the right should be paid much for diving beneath him, so you know, to call. But welcome, my beloved, I'm trying to pay your fee. So, Iggy, so do Bono, your man, next year, her call, her mask, it's stuck up. Was the things he giving to the king, the psyche from Stocker, that's called Stocker. So Stocker is not a chov. So whatever you have to do from Stocker, that's called Stocker. So Bamela, it's not called a chov. A chov means it's your money, and now you give, you pay back the chov. We're saying that whatever you owe for taxes is the psayach mitztaka is considered not your money. It's considered staka. So the mela, that's not part of your revenue.
In that case, you actually use it to pay taxes directly.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That
unless you say like the Taz that it doesn't mean it's mamish stalker but it's kid stalker, because the Taz says you can't use my to pay directly, so you're saying that that's not considered revach, that's considered stalker. So he's going to learn not like Rav Moshe, that also Beis HaMelech, Gardo, if it's a cold, it is a cold. He won't
say... He's going to have a cold, but doesn't mean tax.
Right. You have a cold for something. You broke public property. So you have a cold. So you have a chol, so now, okay. The taxes is not, you can say, is that called a chol? That's called, when you're forced to get a
stucker
for the government.
Okay.
So therefore, that goes off right away. And then your own meiser money, but it's not mamish stucker like the taxes. You can't really use it in my single stuff, it was not next up to earnings. So really he holds that all taxes you could take off. So any tax you're going to be giving you a year, when you make a yearly cashman of what your earnings are, so all, not only income tax, but every tax of any sort could be removed. So Rav Moshe said no. Only income tax is removed, and the other thing is called the cold.
For
Section 8 people,
yeah.
And
people on WIC or food stamps, the
Yin. Yeah, all the Yin.
More than.
Yeah.
I assume we're going to get into some of your tax money goes to things which can be called for the movement's stock.
But Aniyim doesn't mean Jewish Aniyim.
Yeah.
Right.
As far as
Aniyim, but that's to be dark and shalom. But that doesn't mean that you can use your Meister money for that.
But if you're
talking
about the right, then the Rabbanah.
Yeah.
You're
almost Rabbanah,
then you can't
put it. You can't use Meister money for that?
I don't know. Could you use Meister money to support an EA Yaakov? I don't know. We never discussed that yet.
It's worth it.
That's right. Okay. I have to look into that some more. Yeah, then Rav Harfenis on page 18, here's the discussion. So he talks about Shemekabel Maskoris. He talks about taxes. So how do you do taxes? Shayla, Shemekashim Vitein Maise, Nosim Min Hanet or Min Hagros. So Nosim Maise Rak Me Harevach. Shemekia Net. Menachem is the Meha income tax, because we have, right? So he quotes the Taz, that you can't, and then in the next column, the second column, the paragraph gives Mas Hanikra income tax, Shul's Maneinu, he says, Nira, the Misha Balvais Menachem Mimenu Hamisi Mikodem Shemekabal Schiroso Marisha B'Shalom Rachma Shemegil Yodo Hedet for a girl. So of course he never got that money. Right? He saying that but he says, what about if you're self-employed? So then you pull a lot of money, self-employment, bottom. You should hire a mission pull a lot of money, and you can self-employed, low pull rishmi, he's not a regular worker, he's somebody else. So if Shas was also knows him was Chara Mishalem, in addition, if Shas was Shani, it's Shara for Bola Lachashmel, the Shalem will meet him. This is a team on the show to Ella K. A. Torah Salva. Shavisi, Mishnah Lachas, and Miss Liakov. The Zaino Yokolanakos Tashkum Hamas by Rebekin and Shakvar Zocha. So he wants to make that chiluk between what he was saying, whether it came to you or. You know, you have it, and then you have the verses when you never got that money. Right.
Even though it's the same money.
Right.
That's what he earned. That's what he earned again. That's the other
point, then. But he says what? So he thinks either way.
Okay, and then he's going to get into. Yeah, I'll show you this now. The Beis Yosef, we'll see inside of the Beis Yosef tomorrow, but on page 23, he quotes the Beis Yosef, the bottom line, on the right side of page 23. Das Gdola Beis Yosef Ve'od, Shur Av Kasrochel, Shur Mikoni Minaka Otsos Habayis Meharevah. Right, in other words, not only can all your expenses, so if you have a dollar left after all the expenses, then you can pay your maaser from that. That's the Beis Yosef. The question is, I don't know if that's the most Kubal opinion. Okay, so then he gives all types of stocks. Yes, yeah, so that's the story here. Whether, and then there's some easy things that you get for a pension. He says that you, so that's an earning. And then you might say that. Okay, but those are the basic ideas here, Rosai, so you have shittas that even say all expenses, and then Rav Moshe makes the chilek between the two types of taxes, and Dai Weiss says he thinks that all taxes, and the taxes are different. Taxes are considered, it's not considered chova, it's considered like, that's stuck. That's not like sort of non-earned money. So Moshe makes this chilek between income and everything else. Because he views income as like income. That's the gufa, you know. So it's, the help of income is not really income. So my son is about income. Other things is not about income. It's about, you know, but Moshe is a very lumdish as far. In other words, it's a lumdus tax. You know, the things, whether it's considered chol. So he considers that that's not, the other tax of chol, this is not ki'ilu no earn. And he says, no, they're all considered like stuffer, so they're all considered like you're not.
Those who say that you can deduct all expenses, so in order to perform, you can find
out one of those
have a
contract.
But they would say, yeah.
Because those are no different than any expenses of the house. Right, that's going to be the Beis Yosef coming up. Okay, very good.